You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there! Glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and Chief Luddite. This is episode 20 of The Lounge, and today's episode is an iStream Ustream segment, where I'll be talking about streaming media devices and content. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode20. Let's get started. In last month's iStream Ustream episode, I talked about all the new streaming products that had recently been announced. An updated Amazon Fire TV stick with voice remote, a whole new set of Roku boxes, a second Google Chromecast with 4K and HDR support, a second generation Amazon Echo Dot, and the brand spanking new Google Home voice-activated smart speaker. Phew! Most of these devices are now shipping, with the Google items coming a little later this month. I had to go out of town for a week, but I do have a couple of boxes just waiting to be opened back home. Woohoo! So one of my top priorities when I get back will be to create some new videos for them, as well as updating some existing videos. If you want to know when they're available, you can subscribe to the T4L channel at youtube.com/techforluddites, and you'll be notified when new videos are uploaded. So I'm not going to talk more about the devices in this episode, and instead I'll focus on the streaming content side of things. First up, if you're a fan of classic, international, and other hard-to-find movies, you're going to be very happy in about 10 seconds. Filmstruck is a new standalone streaming service that includes the Turner Classic Movies catalog and, at a higher subscription level, exclusive access to the complete Criterion collection. The service has a regularly updated library of hundreds of titles, including such diverse films as Seven Samurai, Gimme Shelter, The Gold Rush, A Room with a View, Breaker Morant, Silence of the Lambs, Jimmy Plays Monterey, and Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. For now, Filmstruck is available to stream on PCs, iOS and Android mobile devices, and the Amazon Fire TV streaming media player. Over the next few months, support will be added for Apple TV, Chromecast, and Roku devices, in that order. There are three subscription plans available. You can access the core Filmstruck catalog for $6.99 a month and the Filmstruck plus Criterion collection for $10.99 a month or $99 a year. All the plans include a 14-day free trial. For more information and to subscribe to the service, go to filmstruck.com. Some good news as well for my fellow Canucks. The Crave TV streaming service will soon be adding first-run episodes of Showtime's programming at the same time as they're aired in the U.S., starting with the season premiere of The Affair on November 20th. You can find a link to more information in the show notes. Next up, you can now cast Facebook videos to the Chromecast and Apple TV, either from a desktop browser or from the Facebook app on an iOS device, with Android device support coming soon. So next time you see a video of a baby bear kissing a deer in your newsfeed, and you're thinking, yeah, this computer or tablet or phone just isn't doing this video enough justice, go ahead and send it straight to your TV for full big screen enjoyment. On the streaming music side, Amazon recently introduced a new unlimited music streaming service for $7.99 a month for Prime members, $9.99 a month for non-Prime members, and $3.99 a month for owners of an Amazon Echo, Echo Dot, or Amazon Tap device. The show notes include links for more information and to sign up for a 30-day free trial. Finally, my streaming recommendation for this month is the comedy The Mindy Project from Hulu. The show was originally on Fox, but when they canceled it after season 3, Hulu picked it up and added the show to its lineup of original programming. If you're not familiar with the series, Mindy Kaling, who also created it, plays Dr. Mindy Lahiri, an OBGYN in New York. The half-hour stories center around her work and her relationships with her co-workers, especially love interest Dr. Danny Castellano, played by Chris Messina. In fact, one of my favorite things about the show is the chemistry between Minnie and Danny. I also love the show's style of comedy, but I also find it sort of difficult to describe. It's different from almost anything else out there I've seen. Probably a result of Kaling's time on The Office, both writing for the show and playing Kelly, how dare you, Kapoor. So you're probably going to want to check it out yourself to see if it's the kind of humor that you enjoy. Now, full disclosure, I think the first three seasons were the best, and I'm not crazy about some of the changes made to the show since it's moved to Hulu. But the good news is that you can watch the whole series from the beginning through the Hulu app, which is available on all of the big four streaming players. Even better news, Hulu currently has a promo going for a year subscription at $5.99 a month instead of its usual $7.99 a month for its limited commercials option. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes at ludditelounge.com/episode20. If you've been enjoying the lounge, you'd be doing me a real solid by heading over to iTunes to rate and or review the show and by sharing it with your friends on social media. And don't forget, if you want more streaming media news and tips, you can always go to techforluddites.com/streaming for a comprehensive list of related posts and subscribe to the streaming-specific T4L newsletter at techforluddites.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.